Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Does this story seem possible? Was the morgue attendant in on the deception too? Were there gases trapped within the milk bucket that caused the activity? How was the doctor able to send email without a computer? Was the sewing machine taken over by the spirit of Byron's grandmother?
Could a plant really identify a murderer?
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
I need you to run that intro back immediately because I need answers for every single one of those.
Real answers?
Real answers.
Real answers coming from...
Okay. That's the dude who like actually says if it's bullshit or not, right?
Okay, well, let's get some answers. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Wow, way to stop the coolest song
Jared
we've had
needs,
on the show.
Jared needs answers.
I liked that song.
Oh, good.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. Maybe
that was such a hard cut, too.
I know. Well, I know. Sometimes those are funny.
No.
Because we need answers.
It was like jerking me out of the Matrix, man.
1 second. What the hell? I'm not doing that.
That's how you fade out.
Okay, fine. Turn it off.
Ah! The ghosts are here.
Can a ghost possess a keyboard?
Probably. All evidence points to yes, so all right.
Have you seen Ghostbusters?
At least once or twice, yeah. It's the finest documentary of the 80s. True stories from front to back.
Eyewitness accounts.
Do you actually want answers to these questions?
I'm really curious.
Let's see.
Tell me the show and I can look it up on my own time.
The show. Oh fuck! What was it? It was hang on, Jonathan Ames Mystery. But they're all from the same show, obviously. It's Beyond Belief: Fact or Fiction. Ran from 1997 to 2002. And he's in Star Trek, so that just makes it extra great.
Hell yeah.
We'll get our information at another time. Should I play the song for real? We've never actually done this weird
fumble before.
All right, it's over.
We're chilling.
Hopefully my sound processor isn't dead. I don't know what the fuck happened. The ghosts are here.
The ghosts?
It's from that teddy bear you guys bought at the antique store.
Oh, what the? Jesus
Wellington.
Christ.
It followed us here.
And you named it Wellington? That's the most ghost name I ever heard in my life.
Oh, God. You're really asking for it.
I can't retract it now. It's already been claimed.
What is the story of how did this spirit make its way into our home? I need to know the whole story.
It spoke to my daughter, and I knew I needed to have it.
Oh, God.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
All the more reason not to have it.
Yeah, she was like,
June was laughing
and
babbling at it, and I was like, okay,
eight months old, talking to a teddy bear. Yeah.
Did it seem like there was a back and forth going on?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, no, hard pass.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
But she got it and brought it to our house.
I have
gonna possess one of your cats, dude.
Oh God!
It may have already happened.
They're already possessed.
We may not know the difference. I have not actually seen the bear yet, so I can't even confirm that it actually exists.
I need to show you what the joints. What I meant.
Yeah, I really don't understand what you mean. Still, a bear with joints. What the hell is that?
Does it have like movable arms?
Yes. Yeah, you can move it all the way around.
Completely.
But you can do that.
Same with the legs.
But you can do that with any teddy bear. That's my point.
No.
No, okay. But it has like a skeleton in there, right? Kind of? That you can move and.
No, just.
And she's going to say
part
no.
Part of my example, but a joint. So you can like twist it completely around.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like if I took my human arm right here and the entire ball in my shoulder was able to rotate completely
basically.
Around. If I were the Gumby man. Shit. Okay, that's even more scary because that bear has potential to do that thing.
Actually, I don't think it's what you think it is. Still?
You know what? Do you
still
have a
not?
Do you have a picture of this bear? Because I'm so curious now.
This bear,
you're
going to watch it sitting on a bookshelf, and all of a sudden, its entire head will spin 360.
It can do that. We did that earlier.
This is a bad bear, and I'm very afraid.
Yeah, no. I don't like it.
Don't trust bears with movable joints, foggy cemeteries.
It also looks like a really ancient bear.
Whoa, okay.
Why does it have such long joints?
That's just how they are.
You know what? It's not creepy enough to like actually be a ghost one.
Yeah.
Which makes it extra creepy because you know it is a ghost one.
It's just even more embedded within the core of the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be really hard to exercise.
Yeah, no matter...
Oh, gosh.
Are you certified to perform an exorcism?
No.
How do you get certified? Can we make
I
it?
I think you have to be a priest.
Yeah.
I think you just call up the Pope and be like, hey, what's up, man? I need to perform an exorcism.
Well, you've got the Pope on speed dial, right?
Yeah.
I think your grandparents probably have the Pope on speed dial.
I think you can send him a pigeon, and then that kind of works.
Oh, yeah, shit. Carrier pigeons.
Yeah.
Great throughput, terrible latency.
I think the church provides exorcisms free of charge. I think they travel there, so I think we'll be okay.
If anybody would know, it would be your grandparents.
Yeah. Just like casually bring it up in conversation. We're curious, you know.
If you guys are listening, and I know you are, send me the phone number of one Mr. Pius, what's his name now? I know it's not Palpatine or whatever that other guy's name was.
Let us know if they do exorcisms still.
I think they do.
They got him, man. As long as the Catholic Church has ever existed, there's always been a need for exorcisms. Yeah, it's got to be. Hang on. Let's learn about exorcisms, shall we? Oops, I screwed up this thing. This isn't the pre-show. What are we doing? All right. Learning about an exorcism.
It's just not as old-fashioned and screaming and yelling and throwing holy water as scary as it used to be.
Oh, yeah. They've modernized the exorcism, I'm sure.
They just got like an assembly line. They just throw the people on there and just runs through the exorcism and dumps them off at the end.
Let's see. Requested and performed exorcism began to decline in the United States by the 18th century and occurred rarely until the latter half of the 20th century. I should include that word. When the public saw a sharp rise due to the media attention exorcisms were getting, there was a 50% increase in the number of exorcisms performed between the early 60s and mid 70s. So that was the peak exorcism time, at least, you know, in our age, I suppose. We weren't alive during that time, but we read about it, so it's got to count. Let me see. Scientific view?
Yeah.
What does science want to do? Demonic possession is not a psychiatric or medical diagnosis recognized by the DSM-5 or some other weird number. Those who profess a belief in demonic possession have sometimes ascribed to possession the symptoms associated with physical or mental illnesses, such as hysteria, mania, psychoses, Tourette's syndrome. Oh, yeah, right. Come on. Tourette's? You're gonna default to that excuse? The demons are out there. Why would you blame it on such an easy... Come on.
Sorry, I swear so much. It's that the
is
demons.
That Tourette's is a dog ate Shit. My homework excuse.
100%.
Come on. The demons are out there. You know this. You were chased down by a fucking skinwalker in a cemetery.
Hell
that
yeah.
one time.
Good times.
That one what? Time.
No, yeah. not really. Oh, yes. It was just flashes of lights. It definitely wasn't a skinwalker.
Okay. No, yeah, skinwalkers, they generally don't flash. They just kind of sneak up on you in the shadows, and then all of a sudden, you don't have legs anymore, or a soul.
Or a life.
Yeah.
You're done.
The removal of legs is swiftly followed by the removal of life. You are right. It's can't like, fault you.
And your soul.
And your soul.
Yeah, that too. Unless, I don't know, maybe if you're quick enough, you can just catch it as it floats out of your body. I've always pictured the soul as like this weird... You remember the Scooby-Doo movie in 2002?
Yes.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just this weird squishy ball with your face on it. And if you're quick enough, you can just, yike, grab it right out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
How cool would that be?
Hey, there goes another soul.
Oh, man. Now I got a spare. But what do you do with it?
Just like throw it in your pocket. Try not to lose it.
Maybe I could power my car with it.
You think so?
Yeah, harness the power of souls. I'm pretty sure that's...
I think that's already been done, just not with cars.
Not with cars yet, no. I think... wasn't that a subplot in Chucky? I haven't seen it, so...
I can't vouch for
I don't think anyone's seen it here.
Oh, okay. I know that, like... Okay, I know that... having not seen Chucky, this is what I know about it. It's about a guy... I'm pretty sure he's a murderer, and he's running from the cops, and he does some demonic chant that ends with him getting his soul put into the Chucky doll, and then he continues to murder again.
That's exactly what it's about.
So it is his soul is powering that doll.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, we haven't seen it.
Just
spoiler alert, I don't... No one knows.
As far
right.
As far as I know, that's exactly
that's
how
exactly
it is.
That's exactly how it is.
Everything I say on this show is true. Asterisk. We don't know what that asterisk means.
We don't know
means.
What it means.
Nope. Let's see. One scholar described psychosurgery...
What?
What the hell is that? As neurosurgical exorcisms.
Like, oh, you got demons here? We'll take them out of your brain.
Let's have a look. Also called neurosurgery for mental disorder, is the neurosurgical treatment of medical disorder. So that's lobotomies.
Mental disorder.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a lobotomy.
The fun ones.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
I think they do.
It's not documented, maybe. But I'm sure it's being done somewhere. I mean, the CIA is still in existence, right?
How else do you explain Justin Bieber?
That is very true. And his radical transformation?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
Does getting a lobotomy all of a sudden give you the ability to grow a really shitty mustache? Because I feel like that's what happened to him.
I mean, maybe.
Sorry, I'm joking. This is not a thing.
It could be.
It could be.
I just don't want to get Justin Bieber on my ass.
No, you're not going to. If anything, us talking about him here is going to get him killed. By all means.
We've killed a couple of people by talking about them on the show.
And yeah.
Oh, no.
Just like weeks later.
Oh, I don't think I've actually formally introduced you. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie. She is my cousin.
Y'all.
She is Kirstie's cousin. She is on the show for the first time.
Also Renee's cousin, by default.
She has journeyed up from the, can I call it the dismal land of Fresno? I only call it that because I know the IRS
pretty much
is stationed.
It's an armpit.
The armpit of California. Awesome. Yeah.
Imagine the worst air you can possibly think of in the whole United States, and that's Fresno.
Shit. That's pretty bad.
That's why everyone has asthma.
Mm-hmm.
I thought New York was really close to fighting for that number one spot, but I'll totally give it to Fresno. I'll take your word for it.
My 8-month-old daughter has an inhaler.
Oh my God, really? How did she use it? How did her tiny hands even...
It's a face mask.
Oh, okay. It's the Darth Vader bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You, baby's having trouble breathing? Yeah, good luck.
Here you go, kid.
Pretty much every doctor in Fresno.
Throw the inhaler at the baby, dab on it, then run away. Best practice ever.
Shit, I'd go there.
Yeah, with every consultation, you give one free dab, right? That's what you're going to do once you achieve your medical prowess.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah.
But your shit's broke. Dab. And then just run out.
You ever think of deviating into something really weird like dentistry?
Like dentistry?
Yeah, you might end up there. You don't know what's going to happen with the medical stuff.
Yeah. Mm. I'm trying to get into med school eventually. That's where this is going.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, some backstory. He is a medicine man.
I'm a man of medicine. And, no, I'm not. That's a lie.
It's true. One time he rubbed a fern on my knee and I could run as fast as Usain Bolt for about 14 seconds, which isn't very helpful because every single race that is in the Olympics is over 20 seconds, I think, right?
No, the 100-yard dash.
How fast can you go in that?
The next Olympics, I got Renee stretching on the starting line, just rubbing these fucking ferns on his knees. And then he just fucking dusts Usain Bolt.
I win that race, and then you bring a bunch of extra fake ferns with you, and then we sell them for $100 a leaf.
A leaf.
All right. This
know
real
how small those leaves are?
Oh, maybe, I mean frond, I
frond,
think.
Yes,
frond,
yes.
Renee, all of this really rides on the fact that you need to be able to run faster than Usain Bolt in the Olympics.
Anything is possible when you rub ferns on my knee, man. You might also
wait,
have
is this
to...
actually a story that happened?
No, but it's
okay,
fucking
good.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, it sure did.
Okay.
He ran.
Got me.
He ran straight up a tree. It was impressive.
Well, he's run into many trees, so I like that's believable.
Yeah,
many
but now he's
trees.
Fast enough that he just goes up.
By many trees, you mean one tree, which I guess is infinitely more than most other people.
I think that's more than most people, especially considering it poked your eye out.
That's true. Yeah, this isn't even my
it's
real eye.
It's not even your real eye.
I stole this from a bear.
It's a fake eye.
Yep. This is a bear eye.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's so much browner than the other one?
It is. Well, because you're full of shit.
Whoa, hey, fuck. On my own show, how dare you? You know I could kick you out of this studio.
But I dare you.
If I did, I would be abandoning my post, and that's bad, according to pirate rules.
They're really more like guidelines.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah. Get the fuck out of here! I'm just kidding. Oh, I just hit my... funny boat on the table.
Was it funny?
It's so funny.
I just got sympathy pains.
Ow.
Oh, damn.
Now, you just mentioned something about glass eyes. You remember Miss Bullock in ninth grade English?
Yes.
Was that English?
Miss Bullock?
Yeah.
No. I didn't have her.
Oh.
No, shit, Bullock. She was science, I thought.
No, that was D's. We're going to say English because it's actually just not that English. Relevant to the story. Anyway, one point she was standing in front of the class trying to tell everybody. This was my brother's story, not mine.
Okay.
But yeah, she was sitting there trying to tell everybody that she has a glass side. Everybody's like, get the fuck out of here. So she covers one eye. She's like, yeah, I can't see a thing. Oh, she could see all right.
Oh, man.
And he saw himself in detention for like 3 days.
Did she throw a ruler at him or something?
No.
For so ladies, she doesn't really have a glass eye?
No. She was just, yeah. And my brother found out.
Which brother is this, Bo?
Older brother. Michael.
Honestly, of all the weird injuries the teachers that I've had in high school were living with, I would not have been surprised if Ms. Bullock had a glass eye.
Dude, seriously, like a Vetter missing that finger from like, what was that? Was that a grinder that he lost that thing from?
Some kind of welding accident, I think. Yeah.
And why then, you guys were in school or like a prior incident?
Prior.
Yeah. But we had two teachers that were missing fingers. There was an art teacher that had part of his foot amputated.
Who was that?
That was J-Mo.
How'd he walk?
Really?
Crutches. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
That's what that's what he was in that cast for?
Yeah. I think he had some of his toes cut off or something.
Dude, and I heard or I didn't even actually hear anything. I just saw him limping around on crutches, and I figured he broke his foot. And I was like, damn, that sucks. And I just moved on with my life.
No, but he was wearing that thing forever. It had to have been more severe than that. I'm betting it was toe removal or some. Or
so you
like,
don't even know for sure.
No.
There's the asterisk.
There's the asterisk.
I don't know. Or do I? See, this is all a work of fiction, and it's full of very bad men.
Renee is the cause of the missing
toes. He doesn't even know.
Oh,
this show's a goddamn disaster.
You guys will never catch me. What do you mean? Come on. We've been doing this for... This is a grand success. Don't let anyone tell you different, not even your own brain, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that fucker's always lying anyway, so we're chilling. Anyway.
Your brain?
My brain.
Is lying? Yeah, tell it.
Yeah,
tell
I don't listen to him.
God, this weird fucking bowl of Jell-O that we have in our heads, right? Mm-hmm. Why do we listen to it?
Mm-hmm.
What's its deal? Yeah.
Right? Does your guys' brain talk to you? Can you think inside your head? I read a post the other day about how everyone has their own narrative in their head.
Yeah, like some
people
are,
don't have that.
See, and I'm kind of in the middle. If I'm like actually sitting there thinking about something, I will like actually have words in my head. But just like in everyday life, it's just blurs of images and random thoughts and shit just going through.
I got an inner narrative. I just turn it off and on as needed. Mostly like when I'm reading things or trying to remember things. I wouldn't say it's a constant stream, but if I want it to be, it's there.
Yeah. I want to meet someone who doesn't have an inner narrative and ask them how they live.
I think it's easy to find someone without that. I would say at least 75% of the world does not have the inner narrative.
There's people out there too. What was it? They can't they can't visualize things. Did you guys hear anything about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked about that on the show, I think.
Did we?
Yeah.
Like one of the chief animators at Pixar is one of those guys. Yeah. He can't picture, like if you tell him to imagine a Rubik's Cube in his head, he can't do it. But for some reason, his inability to picture those images in his head makes him really good at creating things in front of him instead. And that's why he's the chief animator.
Seems like a good handoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you...
Can't imagine
Make
stuff, and then
you
instead you get
it.
Fucking rich.
My guess is that it's just you want to make it real so badly that you'll just push yourself to do whatever the hell it is in front of you.
If he's looking at a picture of it and then making it
that would help.
Drawing,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or looking at life.
He sounds like someone who doesn't have an inner narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Those could be tied together very easily.
There's a word for it too. Starts with an A.
Something aphasia, right?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Type in something aphasia.
I don't know if I'm going to get in anything, but I could sure as hell try. Let me see. What are we calling it? Inability to visualize objects. I'll try that. Akinestopia. Akinestopia. Yeah. Also known as cerebral akinestopia or motion blindness. Is a neuropsychological disorder in which a patient cannot perceive motion in their visual field despite being able to see.
That's a whole different thing.
Unable to. What is it? Why did it? Visual agnosia? Hang on. Recognition impairment.
Is it lack of imagination?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
We need to Google a different phrase.
Okay, let's do lack of
imagination.
All right, let's
and
try
then
it.
Just do like Pixar.
What if it's like a bunch of Lily Pons videos?
Pixar.
Get it? Well, lack of never mind.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was Googling.
I'm underutilized in here.
No, that's
I'm
not
hilarious.
True. Pixar, full of imagination, logic, worth $5 billion. Chief, how about like Pixar Animator Disorder? That might work too. Hang on. And we'll just filter it through Google instead. Aphantasia.
Yeah, yeah.
Why a Disney animator draws a blank on his own creations. Fuck this page, man. So let's do aphantasia. We'll get more specific with it.
Getting closer.
Here it is. Yeah. Is a condition where one does not possess a functioning mind's eye and cannot voluntarily visualize imagery. The phenomenon was first described by Francis Galton in 1880, but has remained largely unstudied. Interest in the phenomenon renewed after the publication of a study in 2015 conducted by a team, whoever, guys, something, which coined the term aphantasia. Research on the condition is scarce. Further studies planned. There is a bug on my monitor. He needs to die. Are you dead? Maybe. He could be dead.
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
All right. April 2019, BBC News published a piece about former Pixar chief Ed Catmull and his personal experience with aphantasia and its surprising prevalence at the company. So, Pixar is hoarding people with mental disorders in order
that's the key,
to advance
guys.
Their
that's the
agenda.
Key.
There it is. What is their agenda? We may never know. But it has something to do with oblong objects that make you feel joy when you view them. But it's sinister.
Sinister.
I promise. Mark my words, it'll
Who
come up.
Who else are they hoarding?
I don't know. The Aphantasia Network. Ooh, that sounds dangerous. Hey, probably shouldn't have happened.
Hey, do you guys remember? No.
Mm-mm. It's not amnesia.
Am I getting it mixed up?
Slightly, maybe. Oh, shit. The co-creator of the web browser I'm using right now, Firefox, published an essay describing his own aphantasia and his realization that not everyone else experiences it.
I guess no one just really talks about it.
Yeah.
I guess not, but it also kind of explains why the Firefox logo looks the way it does right now. Not even... Look at that. Do you think... We know that looks like a fox, right?
Yeah.
But there was a time in the Firefox logo where it looked better than this. Like, not weird and flat and stupid. Let me see. Look at that. Doesn't that have a bit more life to it? Doesn't that seem a bit more exciting than this?
Not really.
What are you talking about? How about this guy?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
that's the
shit.
Move. Put that on.
This, that.
No. Yeah.
This is what aphantasia gets you, a stupid little swirl. What is he hugging, a grape? He's hugging a grape.
It's the world.
It's dumb.
The world's on fire.
Love the browser, hate the logo. It's a weird relationship I have with computers.
With everything.
I think you have a weird relationship with everything.
Yeah.
Even you.
Even me.
Yeah, but we make it work.
We do make it work.
Yeah. High five.
High five.
Don't high five me. I don't enjoy it. I'm just kidding.
Same.
I'm trying to keep you guessing.
Yeah, it's so fun.
We're having fun.
You'll never know what he's going to do next.
I don't ever.
It's true.
He's a madman.
I could just quit the show right now.
You won't do that.
No, I won't. You want to bet I won't?
Anyway, so welcome to my show.
Yeah, this is my show now.
Whoa, hang on. That's not your show.
Oh,
back.
Shit, I broke it.
I'm producing your show. Is it unbroken? Oh, no. Jared broke one of our table puzzles.
Shh. I can fix it.
Don't fix it. It's okay.
Oh, no, I fixed
it's
it. We're
wire.
Okay. We're okay.
Yeah.
We could just turn it into something else.
Wait, that's a baby one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of the only shows out there with table puzzles.
I dig
Hey,
it.
If I get invited on Ellen, do you expect me to shout out the show?
Yes.
Okay.
She allows people to plug whatever the hell they want, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, please do that.
Okay.
I mean, we're really close to cracking 200 subscribers here.
Really?
Yeah, we're hovering.
What?
I don't have the numbers aren't right in front of me, but they're there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. The numbers are climbing. I don't know if this discussion is helping.
This is
Hello, out there, 200 people. Do you like us?
If not, that's fair.
Leave me a comment in this web zone if you don't like us, and I'll reply to you with a sincere apology.
Just know that I have low self-esteem, so make sure to throw some positivity in with your criticism. Thank you.
Or your money back.
Or your money back.
What money might that be? I don't know. There's money somewhere in this. I think it's just in the future. You know?
It's always right there.
Yeah, we got to keep going forward.
We got hella sponsorships next month.
No, fuck sponsorships. I don't want to do that.
Okay, never mind.
Just give me money.
Hey, good podcast. Here's some money.
I don't want to have a break in the middle of the show and be like,
drop your Cash App.
Here's the great thing about Squarespace. No, fuck Squarespace, okay? Build your own website out of sweat, tears, and HTML4, okay? Not
also,
even 5.
Anybody listening, prove that you're actually listening by sending money to Cash App $JWilliams94. Thank
right,
you.
Write your name on a $10 bill. And mail it to us. Let's see. Vancouver, Washington, P.O. Box 67852.
Yeah. I'm going to send
That's
you
That's not a real thing.
It's not real.
I'm going to send you a chocolate dick.
You could if you wanted to.
No, it's an option. I bought one time. It's hilarious.
For who?
Who
did you buy it for?
It was a friend of mine's birthday. So yeah, you order this, and you just open it, and it's just the most elaborate 4.5-inch long chocolate penis you ever seen in your life. It's phenomenal.
Important question.
Man. You can send people a bag of dicks.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, and it's gummy worms, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, gummy dicks.
Important question about the chocolate one.
Yeah.
Dark or white chocolate?
Oh.
Dark.
Well, there you go.
But now you can buy ones that are white chocolate, too.
I find it hard to believe that it's a 4-inch dark penis.
It doesn't conform with the stereotype.
That doesn't work.
Why would you deviate from that? It's like the best marketing ploy for black penises, and you fucked it up, you guys. And then, of course, if they ever make, like, a butterscotch-flavored one, it can't ever be above 3 inches.
It's got to be, like, this long.
Oh my gosh, horrible.
All right, we're starting our new business now. This is going to be our actual money resource. Realistic, within certain parameters, chocolate penises. Stereotypes notwithstanding.
Definitely standing.
The stereotypes are very much there.
You want more bang for your buck?
Yeah. If you want a politically correct chocolate penis, it actually costs more money.
Yeah.
Think about it that way. let's see. And it's also brought to you by Squarespace, actually. Squarespace is the website that's helping us build our chocolate dick business.
There is no fucking way Squarespace is
sponsoring us. Go to tgifradio.com/Squarespace and you'll get 20% off your website.
Isn't it the other way around?
I don't know, man. Is it? Wait, no, you gotta go to Squarespace/. I don't fucking know because it's not real.
Asterix.
There's the asterisk.
Maybe this should just be called the Asterisk Show. Can we? That's a good idea. If we ever need to burn this show to the ground for some reason, okay. I will start a show called the Asterisk Show.
Everyone's like, well, that's an intriguing name. Let's listen to it. Yeah. And it's just nothing but fucking lies the entire time.
Please.
I'm 6'20".
Weigh a fucking ton. Shit. Yeah, like I just got back from Acapulco last week.
Hell yeah. How was that? Was that a good time?
It was great. You guys want to peek in my drug bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, here's I got 10 pounds of reds here. I don't know what that means, but they're tasty.
They don't need to know.
But they're tasty and they make your teeth feel like they're made out of butterscotch. Here's another salt shaker full of cocaine. That's some good shit right there.
That'll make your blood hurt.
Woo, yeah. And yeah, sometimes it might fall out of your nose a little bit, but here's what you do. You just kind of slurp it back up. You can put that stuff right back in your system. The best.
All
right.
Anyways,
circular drug consumption.
Anyways, speaking of drugs, are you taking a video of us?
We're being streamed. Yeah. This is how we get popular, man.
Are we famous now?
Not quite.
We've done it.
We're working on it. Anyways, speaking of drugs.
Yeah.
So I went and bought edibles, right?
Okay.
And the guy was like, oh, yeah, these are super mild. And I was like, hell yeah. I got like 4 hours till my next class. I'm going to take one now.
Oh, no.
Cue me having a very empty stomach. Dude, I walked into lab so goddamn high.
Oh,
I don't know how I made it from the library into lab And then I was in the lab for like a half hour, and I started to come down a little bit so I could feel better. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll be fine to drive. Drove home, went and bought a Little Caesars pizza and ate 3/4 of the whole fucking thing. What the fuck, man?
Did you give yourself highway hypnosis just from being so stoned?
Dude.
You just kind of teleported the Little Caesars?
I don't know. I lost most of Tuesday from that.
Jeez. Oh, my God. What did he give you that he claimed
How
was mild?
How much did you eat?
Like, a lot. But, you know, he said it was mild, so...
Wait, did you eat more than one?
Well, I mean, there was two in a package, so I don't know what
so
that...
So you ate both of them?
Yeah.
Two...
What were they?
5 milligrams?
Oh, it's a mystery. Okay.
Oh, you just... Tell you what,
I got... Homemade? I don't know. I got the bag at home. I'll look.
Here's a tip. If a guy that works at a weed store...
That's what my buddy said.
...tells you that it's mild, don't...
Take that advice.
Don't heed that, man. It's mild to him because I'm sure he's been mainlining resin for the past year.
Yeah, no,
because he can get it at a discount.
No, I texted my buddy Stone King, and I was like, dude, I'm in the library, I ate an edible, and I'm too fucking high. And he texted me back,
what
like,
advice.
Dude... He told me, he's like, dude, you actually trusted the stoner to tell you that this shit's mild? You're an idiot.
Oh, God.
I was like, look, honestly, I'm just
trying
to stay.
Were you stoned when you heeded his advice? Were you already high?
No.
Not to your knowledge.
Not to my knowledge. I'm high on life, dude.
Hey, you might have been on something else, possibly.
Dude, I don't know. It was a terrible experience.
I can imagine.
Don't go to class when you're stupid high. Like, I was just sitting there in the library doing my work. I was like, yeah, I'll get a little bit high, then I'll come down, then I'll go to class. This is going to be fucking fun. I sat there. Dude, I was going through, like, my chemistry assignment. I got to the last question. I spent 30 minutes on that before I just gave up.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because I had to read it and then answer a part, and then I forgot what I was doing, so I'd reread it, and then I'd answer that part again. But then I was like, okay, that's where I went, and then I'd get to the next part.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Reading comprehension is gone.
Yeah, just do that 20 fucking times in a
row. Chemistry is already horrible when you try doing that high.
Yeah.
Wow.
You poor dude.
That was an L.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I'm surprised.
That sucked. Anyway, but now we learned. Don't
that's
get high
at school. That's a great
story. Yeah, don't get high at school.
I'm kind of surprised. I was kind of expecting you to have gotten lost in the library. So just imagine, like, Jared with bleary eyes grasping at bookshelves wondering where the fuck he is. That is the funniest thing to me.
Dude, I was too scared to even try to, like, anything. I was just sitting there just paranoid as shit because I'm so high at school, and I got to go to lab, and I can't miss lab. I got shit to turn in. But now I need to find out where the fucking lab is. Dude, I definitely got lost. You know, dude, you know where, like, at the WSU library, those little, like, individual study things, and you, like, walk over here, and then there's the front door?
Yeah.
I don't know how I found that. And then across the thing, across, like, the stone monolith with all the fountains and shit, I had to go across that, up some stairs, into that building over there, and then downstairs, and that's where the lab was.
Here, well, if it ever happens to you again, just do the same thing you're supposed to do in a corn maze. Just keep turning right. And when you can't turn right anymore, back up a little bit and take the left. You'll eventually get out.
That's
wow, is that an actual algorithm? Like,
it works for corn mazes.
That's the worst fucking advice I've ever got in my life.
Actually, well, sometimes it doesn't work for corn mazes. It won't work if you adhere to the rule so rigidly that you ignore... loops that were built into the corn maze that were purpose built to, like, defeat that algorithm. But if you can, like, go around a loop and recognize, hey, wait, I was just in a goddamn loop, then you change it up a little bit. And just
how do you
going.
Recognize it? It's all corn.
Leave a corn trail behind you. You're in a goddamn corn maze. Grab a ear off and start leaving
just
kernels.
Throwing stocks behind you.
Yeah, dude. That's what I do.
Spell it out. Don't go this way.
Don't go. Yeah, just in individual kernels of corn. It's an amazing accomplishment. I couldn't do it. I feel like, yeah, with as bad as my handwriting is, I feel like it would.
The old hieroglyphs.
Anything that I would construct out of corn kernels would be just 10 times harder to read. Because you have even less control over it, really.
Yep. Okay. Totally off topic.
Corn kernels. Not meant to be written.
Not really, no.
They're meant to be eight.
Some people just wield them better than me. Some people, well, most everybody wields a writing utensil better than me. So that's up to them. I'll just always take a buddy with you into the corn maze to write messages in the mud for you.
No, I'll just send him through the corn.
Oh, that might work too.
Due east, go straight.
Never enter a corn maze without a machete. And it's like, if you're stuck in there for more than an hour, then you can use the machete. Mm-hmm. Get the hell out.
Some guy just whips out a chainsaw.
Oh, shit.
Level he's, a whole damn cornfield.
He's a professional corn maker. I see. Yeah, he's flexing on us here.
Is that a real... Can you Google that?
Professional corn mazer?
I have to know.
I must also know. Oh, no. Corn mazer.
Can you imagine, like, having... I'm so glad we have the internet. Imagine having to, like, look this up in, a, like, an encyclopedia or something.
Precisionmazes.com.
What?
Because precision matters. Precision Mazes works closely with you to bring your corn maze or promotional message to life.
I don't have a cornfield.
With exceptional attention to detail, from concept to design to completion.
Imagine being those guys who are like, let's build a corn maze building company.
Man, they must be there's got to be a lot of money in
like,
it, though.
They go in there just to make an awesome corn maze.
This is
and
pretty
it actually
awesome.
Took it's off.
Actually,
look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Those are whole ass letters.
They,
dude, these guys are so good.
For those of you who can't see it, it is a corn maze in the shape of a giant football. It says U.S. Cellular on it and Nebraska Husker Fantasy Camp. Scary. It's very well done.
Yeah, how much corn do you need to make something like that?
Like individual stalks?
Just in general.
It's a good question. I'll be back. I wonder if we could get a... we could call him. You want to call him?
At 9 at night.
Contact. Yeah, that might not work.
Yeah.
We can leave him a,
we can leave him a great message.
Let's see. You've been kicking that big maze or marketing idea around the cornfield long enough. Whether you have it
don't
all figured
open it
out...
with a pun, you fucking assholes.
Whether you have it all figured out or need some great minds to help you visualize what's possible, our team of experienced creative builders... are ready to make it happen. Give us a call.
That's phenomenal.
Or fill out the form below for more information. Where'd she go?
She'll be back.
My wife is gone.
The
it's
fucking,
okay.
The teddy bear got her, dude.
Oh, God. It followed us here. I knew it.
The teddy bear is now your wife.
I want to meet these people.
I kind of do.
Isn't this amazing?
Meet the family. Yeah. Our family doing business with your family.
Well, that was quick.
Oh, actually, photo not available. Oh, I can't view that. That's weird. Oh, there it is.
Oh, they look like corn maze builders.
They look like corn maze builders.
They totally do, man. Yeah, this guy's driving the tractor. This guy's running behind it, picking up the loose pieces of corn. She probably built the website, and she handles the money. There you go.
I see.
There
it
you
all.
Go.
It's on their foreheads, exactly.
Request right. Quote. Let me see.
Request a quote. What does that mean?
They'll.
Find out how much it will cost to do your project.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll roll up and be like,
my
hey,
brain's
you want,
not working.
You want a corn maze? I got you. Give us $40,000.
Featured projects. Mike's maze. Do I have to click on an individual one of these?
No, I think if you just wait a minute.
I shouldn't have to wait this long. It's because you got too many ads on your site.
How do they do this? Do they use a helicopter?
It looks like they...
It must be some kind of like...
Drone?
Probably a drone.
Drone or Google Images or something.
Well, Google Images, they would have to, like,
well, they definitely
take a picture at that exact time.
Yeah.
I bet it's a combination
oh,
of...
Oh, that's pretty damn cool.
That's good.
It's probably drones taking pictures of the field from above, and then they probably do...
Then they GPS.
triangulation, yeah. I'm sure there's an easy way.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, and then they have one of those self-driving tractors, and then they just throw it in there.
Was that a thing? Seems extremely dangerous if Maybe. That's a thing.
They're probably out there. One
I
of
think
those
it
John
is a
Deere
thing,
guys.
But like you can just like let them go, and they'll just go in a general straight line.
Okay.
As far as you tell them to, and then they'll stop, and then you got to run over there and turn them around and send them back the other way.
Yeah, it's cruise control for a tractor. I'm sure it's been done. Like the, the John Deere ones that you can't even repair yourself. What's going on with my stream here? Are we getting throttled? That's weird.
We're getting hacked.
Yeah, it's actually not streaming right now. That's pretty weird.
Oh.
What's going on here?
That's less than ideal.
I think we're being throttled by the internet police. That's where the internet police are coming, guys.
You know what we should do?
Do you have your alibis?
We should throw a fit.
We probably should, yeah.
All right, where's your hard drive? We need to dunk it in bleach.
Oh, that kind of fit?
I mean, it would work.
Well, no, I thought, like, the Comcast guy was going to show up here and then we start crying on his shoulder until he leaves. That's what I wanted to do.
He's like, dude, they don't pay me.
Please, Mr. Internet Man, don't take away my cable box. I need it.
He's like, bro, my name's Fred. Leave me alone.
Well,
Well, fuck you, Fred. Don't take my goddamn internet away, and maybe this wouldn't happen to you, you bitch. Yeah, no, the stream's totally down. That's pretty weird. I don't know what's going on here. Eh, whatever. We've survived worse. Harumph. We'll be fine. Video input, bad.
Yeah, no shit. The red didn't give it away.
Hmm.
Nope.
I'm going to try stopping it and starting it again. Maybe that'll...
Bad.
All right, well...
This whole time no one was listening.
It would appear so, yeah.
Yeah.
But the real numbers come later when the when they actually download it. It won't ever stop the stream.
Once our ad revenue hits, we make hella money.
No ads, though. Just send us money.
Christy, when's your surgery again?
It is going to be in June sometime.
June?
Mm-hmm.
They're moving it out a bit.
I just found out that I'm getting surgery at the end of March. So
for
that
should be fun. Your
so
shoulder?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
shoulder.
My shoulder. I went. They sent me to a different doctor. He took one look at my MRIs, like, and my X-rays. Like, yeah, this is clearly fucked up. Well, you need to have surgery. And I was like, yeah, no shit, man. I've been saying that for 2 fucking years.
Congrats. Anyways,
so yeah, he looked at my X-ray, and in long story short, my bones look like they're overlapping when I'm just like hanging out. He's like, obviously they're not supposed to do that, and since we've done literally everything else and it's not helping, we're just going to take that chunk of bone out. And I was like...
So you got too much bone.
I was like, what the... I didn't even know you could do that. He's like, yeah, no, it's whatever, man. Anyway, so they're going to cut a bit of the end of my collarbone that's like all the way over here off.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know if they're grinding it down, if they're like actually just taking the whole chunk out. But if they're taking the whole chunk out, I'm throwing an absolute fucking fit, and I'm going to keep my collarbone.
You need to keep the collarbone, man.
They will
man.
Not give it to you.
No, I'm... It's religious.
Hey.
They will not give it to you.
I will do everything in my power to get my bones. And I'm going to turn them into dice.
Here's what you...
So now we can cast the bones about it.
Oh, fuck. That would be so cool. All right, here's what you do. Okay. So, fight the anesthesia as hard as you can. Just keep your eyes open. Don't fucking close them.
That's going to work.
And wait until you can see him lifting it up. And right when it's an arm's length, you just, yeah, you grab it.
Yeah, because you definitely don't tie your arms down at all.
Can you imagine? I just fight the anesthesia, and then, like, is he out? And I'm still staring. They're just like,
nope.
Oh, dude, yeah, it happens all the time.
Bro, I don't know.
They're just snapping their fingers in front of your eyes.
No, trust me, this is going to be something I heavily debate with them about.
Okay, good
I'm keeping my...
I'm just telling you, they're not going to give it to you.
No, I'm saying...
I need to know how the conversation
goes. No, because there's this guy, he got an amputation, and then he got to keep his hand. He just had to fill out some forms.
Which guy?
Okay.
I don't know. He was on the internet. Anyway, yeah. Oh. Him
the
and his
internet is definitely no asterisk land.
Yeah, no. Well, he and his friends cooked it up and ate it, so.
Ate his hand?
Well, maybe his arm or his foot or something. Anyway,
hold the fuck on.
Yeah, no.
Jared, shut up.
No, the internet's a good place. Anyways. No. But no, if there's... If I have enough, I'm going to turn it into dice because that's fucking awesome. And if it's not, I'm going to put it in soup and I'm going to drink it.
Yeah, well, don't tell him you're going to do that.
Yeah,
okay?
No, I'm going to tell him it's a religious thing and I have to be buried whole.
What the hell? Sushi Eater 71 had his hand amputated. I don't know how I got here.
Oh, I just remember what it was. It was on YouTube. It was one of those Reddit things.
Reddit things. I don't
like they
like Reddit made it.
Yeah, he was like an AMA.
Man, hand amputated and eaten.
You guys are weird.
It was on Reddit for sure.
Had to have his arm amputated after eating raw sushi, covered in blood sacks, amputated left arm after blah blah. Man had ham amputated when he said blah, blah, blah. Where does he eat it? God damn it.
Hop on Reddit.
Oh, okay, I'll just put Reddit on here. I didn't think I would ever have to.
Yeah,
go
there
back
it is.
I am a man who ate a portion of his own amputated leg. So you lied to us. It was his leg.
Yeah, it was close.
Okay. So, quick and dirty. About 2 years ago, I was hit on my motorcycle. They salvaged my foot, but I would never be able to walk on it. I elected to have it amputated. I asked the doctors to keep it. I signed some papers, I got it back, and with the help of some friends, cooked a portion of the tibialis anterior. Proof. Foot tacos. More proof. Me and my stump foot. So, there's the stump foot. Ooh, that's a bad foot.
Yeah, no wonder they amputated.
Yeah, that kind of needed to happen. Let me see.
I taste like buffalo, but chewier. Super beefy and little fat.
Nope.
Ew.
What?
No.
You're not about it?
Just no. Like, just plain, flat out fucking no.
Everything about it is just a no.
Were you able to log the meal in My Fitness Pal, or did you have to create a new food for the app? Have you ever responded to the question, what happened to your leg with, oh, I ate it?
Mm-mm. And then just laughed. He's like, not just yet.
Try to call.
Remember when the most fucked up thing on Reddit was the cum box?
Oh, God. You know of that.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I don't even want to relay it.
Thank you. We don't need to know.
All right. Okay. Look it up yourself if you're feeling ready to feel squeamish. If you want to torture yourself. Try to call one of them when you'd expect that they're next pooping. Are you shitting me? That's poorly worded. How did you tell people you were going forth with the plan? Like, send out an evite? I called folks who might be amenable. It was only about 2 to 3 ounces that I took off the leg, so it couldn't be a big group. Plus, only people I knew very well. Hang on. So let's do...
This is actually making my throat hurt.
I want to know about the paperwork process, because, like, where the hell... This must be something that you have to set up before you go into surgery. Like, yeah. You got to plan this thing out.
Yeah,
real
no,
hard.
I'm really... The gears are turning.
Have you brought it forth with the doctor that told you you... are gonna need surgery?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm betting that's not the surgeon.
No, it was the surgeon.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was like that'd be the person you would.
Yeah,
start
the dude like rolled up. He's like, "Yeah, I'll be the one doing your surgery." And I was like, "Then what are you doing here?"
I would definitely start that conversation now.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
If you want it that bad, yeah, he'd be the guy to do it. Because I mean, he could lift it right out of your body and then just slip it in your pocket. No one would ever know.
Well, I mean, put it in
He'll
a bag.
Be naked.
It'll probably be bloody, won't it?
Yeah, maybe a little.
I don't want bloody bones in my pocket.
Here's the thing. There is actually really no blood on your bones.
But they are wet all the time.
They are wet, yeah.
Isn't that gross?
I don't know why, but I just got the willies.
Good.
You want to know something?
You're in the medical field.
You want to know something else weird?
We're learning slow and steady.
Let me see.
It's a new thing every day.
Your bones are always wet. Somebody retches in the back of the class.
Soggy bones.
Oh, here we are. What was the process like in getting your amputated foot back? It wasn't that hard. The doctors didn't know if I could or not. No one had ever asked, I guess. But I said it was mine and I wanted it. So I signed some release paperwork from the pathology lab and picked it up a couple weeks later. It was sealed in an airtight bag and then in the fridge at the hospital.
Ew, it wasn't even frozen? They put it in the fridge?
I guess so.
I saw this article of a guy who lost his arm in an accident when he was younger, and the doctors wouldn't let have him back for, like, years, and he finally got it back, and he put it in, like, a thing of beetles, and they cleaned his bone, and he sent it to someone to articulate it, and he has his whole-ass arm, just, like, skeleton arm sitting
that
in his
is
fireplace.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's like actually pretty rad.
It's above the fireplace?
Yeah, like it's his actual arm.
Damn! That's...
First date, bring her over, and she's like, what the fuck is that? Oh, yeah, that's mine.
You didn't notice the stump? Yeah, that's my arm.
And then, yeah, that'd be a great first date, and he just holds his stump up next to the skeleton. Can't you see the resemblance?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect match.
I've always said if I ever like got an arm amputated, I would just constantly be late for everything, and I'd just tell him, like, yeah, sorry, I'm late. I'm missing an arm. And then just leave it at that. Like, who's going to say anything about it?
No one will say
anything.
No one
will argue that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any goddamn sense. But they're just like, all right,
you'd
whatever,
get hired at every job interview you ever went to with that excuse.
Hey, sorry I'm 15 minutes late. I'm missing an arm. They're like, you're hired.
It's kind of a miracle you're even here. Congrats. Here's some money.
Here's some money.
Money cures all, it turns out.
Yeah.
Only because we place so much value on it. But hey.
Dude, I'm bad.
Something's got to fix it all. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, mostly I'm just really excited that I finally have confirmation of what I've known for the last 2 or 3 years, which is something's actually torn in my shoulder.
You get back.
I knew something was wrong with it. I mean,
because I've been doing literally everything.
Yeah.
And it's kind of usually with shoulder things, they just kind of push you towards physical therapy, and usually they want you to avoid surgery.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I don't like the idea of having surgery.
Yeah.
But if it's the only way I can have even a semi-normal life again, I'll take it, man.
We'll bring you a cheeseburger in the hospital. How about
Hell
that?
Hell yeah.
Where is it going to be done, do you know?
Longview.
Ew.
Orthopedic something or other. I don't know.
I thought that was feet.
Well, orthopedic is your bones.
Yeah, it's just bones.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought orthopedic was just feet.
Podiatrist is your feet.
Oh! What?
I thought that was toes.
The toes are part of the feet.
I know, but I thought it was like exclusively toes.
No. That's a...
No, that's a phalangifist.
Maybe I was thinking kids. No, that's pediatrician. Hello, I will be your doctor today.
Yeah, good job.
So we're here to cut off your toes.
What?
No, my son
into?
Just needs a checkup.
Radiology.
Oh, okay.
And preferably like orthopedic and something like that. On account of, it looks like they do the least amount of work for the most amount of money. There's kind of a cost-benefit ratio, and I'm about that. So, because like you make a lot more money as a surgeon, but that's so much fucking work. And then you could go like be a pediatrician, which isn't as much work. You work like a normal 9-to-5 or whatever. But you also don't get paid very much. But if you get right there in the middle, kind of, hell yeah.
You'll also be exposed to a lot more diseases as a pediatrician, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The next Black Plague will come from a toddler.
It will.
Just keep that in mind, okay?
Anti-vaxxers are huge right now.
Could happen. If there was a vaccine possible for the Black Plague, even those guys wouldn't want it.
I saw the best thing the other day. It was like... We've made it this far in humanity, just like with all of our medical innovations, and we get to 2020, and people are taking the side of measles.
Yeah, it's not a popular opinion, really. Why would you...
voluntarily get the measles.
What's so great about something that you can't see, huh? Why are you on its side?
Yeah.
I'm on the hypodermic needle side. Those shits are cool.
I'm about it.
Never used one before, but... They're pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
They distribute medicine.
Medicines.
With needles.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually know how to use a needle on somebody?
A needle on somebody?
Yeah.
Man, just kind of fucking...
You're not that far in your training yet?
Yeah, nah. You find a spot and you fucking stick them. And then...
I could do an EpiPen on someone if so needed.
I got a penicillin shot in my ass one time.
Why?
Because it... I don't know. It hurt.
Were you infected?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
For the army?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's lined up getting like 20 fucking shots in one day, and we don't understand why our left arm isn't moving for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
And then you get the peanut butter shot, because that's what penicillin is. It feels exactly like you're getting peanut butter shot directly into your ass cheek.
Yes, I've had that before.
Which one?
Horrible.
Peanut butter shot? The penicillin?
Penicillin in your ass.
Nah. Oh, I'm allergic to it, so...
Oh.
I couldn't move my left leg.
But I've gotten other shots in my ass that... Definitely feel gross.
Like just a weird lump of peanut butter.
Yeah, it feels like somebody literally took peanut butter and just like shot it into your ass cheek.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, not a fan.
Guess that means I'm never going to Kuwait.
Yeah.
That's where you went to get that, right?
No, that was just basic army, whatever. Everybody got one.
Really?
Yep.
Man. Why?
Just maybe they like stuck a tracker in you and you guys don't even know.
Is that what it is? Someone needs to zap me so we can kill the tracker.
I could always just run the RFID reader over your ass.
We'll just put him in the microwave for 20 seconds.
Hey, guys, it's getting really hot.
No, it's okay. It's just part of the process. Anybody have a metal detector that we could just wave over Jared's ass? No?
Okay. You know what? I'll go find one at a pawn shop, and then I will just try it for myself, and I'll let you know, okay?
I have always wanted a metal detector, even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But then I learned... At present age, that owning a metal detector is seen as like a middle-aged activity.
Yeah, that's what you do. You turn 45, you put on your Birkenstocks, and then you just go walk on the beach waving your metal detector around.
But that seems
that sounds great.
I'd fucking do that.
Dude, if I was at the beach, I would
did that as a child.
Yeah, I would totally waste an afternoon doing that.
Which was like 5 years ago.
Might find some keys, might find some coins. But you never know, you could end up being the guy that finds the cannon on the beach and names a beach after it. That'd be fucking awesome.
Like, hey, you see that cannon?
A whole fort
cannon
under
beach.
The sand?
Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm. Shit, remember that boat that we climbed on that
oh,
beach?
Oh, yeah, that was
I bet
dope.
That thing isn't even there anymore. Oh. I bet it's starting to collapse. What the hell was that called again? The Michael Faraday or the Peter Iredale? That's it, Peter Iredale.
I didn't remember that there was even a boat there until you just said it. There's no way I remember its name.
Peter Iredale.
Hell yeah.
There's our boy. We climbed on this thing.
That was years ago.
Why would you climb on that? It looks like it's about to just collapse.
Everyone climbs on it.
No, tetanus shots are good for 10 years, so I still got some time.
Do you got to get those in your butt too, or is that the one you get in your gut?
I think that's
in your
arm.
Get it in your arm.
Yeah, I got it in my arm. Okay. They just gave me like a lot of shots in my arm, and we called that good.
If I don't know where you get it, maybe it's time for me to get a tetanus shot.
It might be that time.
The time might have expired, yeah.
Nah, wait until you actually need one.
But let me see.
It's okay. I got a tetanus shot like 3 times in the last year because of being in jail so many times.
Ugh. Let me...
It's mandatory.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You're like, no, it's fine. I've had it. They're like, nope, here you go.
Yep.
Man.
Just add on to it. It's not like you can get too much medicine in you.
They don't take your word for it. They're just like, no, you're getting a tetanus shot.
Must happen. Well, now you know how long it's good for. Let me see. Oregon Coast saw action on the... Let me see. Captain Lawrence's final toast to his ship was, may God bless you and may your bones bleach in the sands. I feel like that's giving us permission to climb on the ship.
Yeah.
So, take that chance.
Was it a ship that was just crashed there or left there? What was the deal?
It crashed that. Let me see. Sailing from Mexico on or about September 26, 1906, Peter Iredale was bound for Portland with 1,000 tons of ballast and a crew of 27, including 2 stowaways. The voyage up the coast was unremarkable until October 25th, when Captain Lawrence sighted the Tillamook Rock Lighthouse at 3:20 a.m. The crew altered course first east-northeast, then northeast, to enter the mouth of the Columbia River in the thick mist of a rising tide. Under strong winds out of the west, an attempt was made to wear the ship away from shore, but a heavy northwest squall grounded Peter Iredale on Clatsop Sands, now known as Clatsop Spit. High seas and wind drove the ship ashore. A lifeboat was dispatched from Hammond, Oregon, and assisted in evacuating the sailors, who were attended to at Fort Stevens. No casualties occurred. Naval court inquiry was held in Astoria November 12th and 13th, 1906, to determine the cause of the wreck. After investigating, no blame was placed on Lawrence and the crew for the loss, and he and his officers were commended for their attempts to save the ship. There was little damage to the hull, and plans were made to tow the ship back to sea, but after several weeks waiting for favorable weather, the ship had listed to the port and became embedded in the sands.
And then they were just like, yeah, it's fine right there.
Yeah, just fuck it.
Isn't there a hole? It's by Tillamook?
Pretty close. It says it's on the Clatsop Spit, which is...
Wait, when did you guys go to the beach together?
This was like years ago.
This was... Were we still in high school at the time?
Maybe.
This probably was like 20...
beach house trip?
Not beach house. No, we were camping.
Oh, okay.
I think we rented
Isn't there like a whole beach that's just full of like death markers from ships that have crashed in Washington or Oregon?
I wouldn't be surprised, but it's also like, super morbid.
I feel like there's a lighthouse that was like supposed to bring the ships in, but like the waters were so treacherous because it's the,
I think you are thinking of the mouth of the Columbia River
here.
Yeah,
I think mm-hmm. I'm right, because I want to say I just watched a show on this.
Nice.
Let me see. So
there's like thousands of ships that are like just gone.
Somewhere along this stretch here is where the ship is. Fort Stevens is right over in this section.
I'm going to Google it now.
I'm unsure where Tillamook is in relation to here, but Astoria is right over there. So if you know where Astoria is, maybe you can figure out where Tillamook is. I couldn't tell you. And I have a map.
Tillamook is south of Astoria.
Tillamook is south of Astoria. Thank you. Oh, yep, there it is. I would say, if I had to guess, I don't know, 30 miles north of Tillamook is where that ship would be. Something like that. The Peter Iredale. Go climb on it. If you can get there. And if it still exists.
Oh.
Wasn't the top of that like 12 feet off the ground? It was really tall.
It was really tall. Oh, here we go. Shipwrecks. Seas around the Clatsop Spit were known to be treacherous, and there were many shipwrecks, including the paddle steamer General Warren, in which 42 people died. The schooner Rambler. Schooner.
Bueller.
S-C-H. Ooner. No trace of the crew was ever found. Blah, blah, blah. It is estimated that since 1800, more than 2,000 vessels and close to 1,000 lives have been lost at the mouth of the Columbia River. And in this context, it is referred to as the graveyard of the Pacific.
What?
Fucking A.
Yeah, that's what I want my wrestler name to be.
That's crazy.
Schooner. That's how it's pronounced. I was right.
Schooner.
Schooner.
Now Google Graveyard of Pacific.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. That's a great name.
Graveyard of the Pacific. Are we going to find something awesome? Here we go. Here it is.
Why wasn't that a clickable link?
Where?
In the original one.
Over here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's dumb.
Because nobody's linked it yet? Maybe I could probably do that if I wanted to edit Wikipedia live on the air.
I guess the lighthouse that was supposed to like bring the ships in is like super haunted.
Yeah, and awesome. The Columbia River in general is like super rough.
Yeah.
It's got just crazy weird riptides and undertows and whatnot.
Yeah, do not swim in that fucker.
Yeah, no.
Everything I've ever heard says do not swim in that fucking river, okay? Mm-hmm. Bad idea. Let me see. Somewhat loosely defined stretch of the Pacific Northwest coast stretching from Tillamook Bay on the Oregon coast northward past the Columbia Bar. Fuck, it goes all the way into Canada, dude. Look at this. That little blue splotch goes way past the point of Washington. It's this whole little dude up here.
I guess you
Canada.
Can like go there and the walk grave. The beach, and there's like signs and stuff that explain like in depth about what happened. And there's also a museum that has like all the ship markers. Of
dude,
where
we need to go
down.
On a trip.
I think
sounds great.
I think I've been to that museum actually. I think it's right next to Astoria. But yeah, shit. I want to see more shipwrecks. Really also want to try and dive to a shipwreck.
Yes.
Sounds very risky, but I gotta do it at least once.
Dude, if we go off the coast of like somewhere in Greece, there's gotta be like hella shipwrecks, right?
Yeah.
Just somewhere in Greece. Just
roll up to Greece, like, hey, where's your nearest water?
And I'm sure and I'm sure there'd be ones where there's still gold in them too. That's the real gold. Yeah. Flip open some old shitty crate and just scoop your hand in and pick up a whole bunch of gold coins. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That'd be some good shit.
Then you get up there and then like the boat captain that you hired, he's mutinying.
Oh shit.
And
no.
he kidnaps your crew.
He rips off his mask,
yeah.
and it was Jeffrey Rush the whole time. And he takes your ship, and then you wander the earth for 7 years as a drunken pirate.
He ties you to an anchor and throws you in, but fortunately, you know how to lockpick, so you free yourself. I'm going to write a book.
Wow, shit. You guys like...
Jared, can you give us the next chapter next week?
The next chapter next week?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, I'll think it up.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Emails things because you're not me wanting to at TGF Radio Show@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Oh, and Spotify, too. I always forget that part. Closing statements around the table, if you got them.
I did the white side and the red side.
Hey! Wow. Jared solving cubes, yeah.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I have nothing.
Are you sure? Dig deep. There might be anything.
You look pretty. Thanks. That's it. I'm pretty.
You are pretty. Think of it that way. All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
That's what I'm going to say from now on.